Abdullahi James and his brother were carrying heavy bags at the Juba Nimule taxi park as they tried to catch a ride with a taxi. They say they haggled with taxi drivers for a lower fare to the Nimule border crossing point. James called the higher transportation fares unfair.
When we get opportunity to get someone who will agree with us to pay 7,000, we will pay. So that 8,000 is not really easy. You can see us standing here with all our bags and waiting forward to seeing someone who will accept negotiation. At least we can pay 7. So an average person to pay 8,000 to Nimule is not really an easy thing. It really can cause financial crisis during Christmas and after, you know.
Munuki resident Patrick Daniel lives in Nimule and was returning home for Christmas for the first time in several years. Daniel says he is looking forward to his visit despite the high cost of transportation.
Every year towards Christmas, the fare increases. Some people traveled at 5,000 like a week ago. Some people yesterday 7,000, today is 8,000. I believe by tomorrow it might be even 10 or 15. It's not fair because a lot of people are going this side to Nimule, maybe crossing the border to Uganda has become compulsory to many of the people. Whatever the price, whatever the condition, they will sacrifice anything to go.
Cross-border transportation fares had been relatively stable for several months along the Juba-Nairobi route. Simon Kasini is a driver with Simba Coach.
I have not seen people complaining about the high price, but it is normal fares they pay, and the price has been $100 from Juba to Nairobi. We have not changed the prices. Besides, people are very many.
For an outbound Trinity bus from Juba to Kampala, passengers on Wednesday were paying bus drivers between 25 and 30,000 South Sudanese pounds. Driver Mangar Makok says prices are not fixed due to the fluctuation in the number of people traveling.
The reason why we don't fix it.
Actually, the reason as to why our prices are not fixed is because at times we get clients and at times we don't. So we also want to get back the loss we made. But it depends on your destination. Maybe Kampala, Bweyale, Kamdini, also Nairobi is 40,000.
34-year-old Ajua Agnes is the only female taxi driver in the park. She attributes the hike in prices to the surge in the number of people traveling home for Christmas.
Last year, I used not to come to the park. I was picking people up from home to home, and you could take 7 people and earn 70 South Sudanese pounds. But now, at the park, you can take 7 people and charge 8,000 per person.
Jackson Gada, chairperson of the Nimule Drivers Union, says transport fares have shot up this season due to an increase in the price of fuel.
Before December, you know, our price is normally towards 7,000 per ticket. But because of these prices, and you can see the cars, we are lacking the cars, and passengers are many. We do not decrease the price because the passengers are many, but we increase because the fuel prices, even they have increased it. Before it was 350, but now in Sabiru station you can get it in 420.
That's a liter?
Yeah, in a liter, per liter. So that's why we increase the price.
Several bus drivers say transport fares from Juba to Nimule have increased by between 1,000 to 3,000 South Sudanese pounds. They say the increase is aimed at helping bus owners and operators cover the cost of higher fuel prices. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.